the music of Abdullah Ibrahim, known as Dollar Brand. He's profiled in a documentary film from 1986 called A Brother with Perfect Timing. That's the topic of our Jazz on Film segment this morning with Matthew Goldwasser.
I would argue that Abdullah Ibrahim is the most important musician to come out of South Africa in any genre, but I suspect many jazz fans are really not familiar with him and his body of work.
I knew, maybe I saw a CD or record, Dollar Brand, and thought it was kind of avant-garde, you know?
He did a lot of that in his earlier years, but his breadth of knowledge of musical influences is enormous. I mean, he started out as a singer in dance bands before becoming a pianist, but... He plays, in addition to piano, which is his main instrument, he plays soprano sax, cello, percussion, sings, composes for film and symphonies.
Oh my goodness.
Does work with solo, trio, small band, big band arrangements.
Abdullah Ibrahim was a product of Cape Town, South Africa.
Yes, he grew up right in the center of the city in a neighborhood called District 6 that, by all accounts, was a thriving, multicultural, rich, artistic, cosmopolitan place until the apartheid regime decided to bulldoze it and move people into the townships.
Oh, my. Well, then we'll go now to a clip from the documentary A Brother with Perfect Timing from 1986. The director of this is Chris Austin, who is a pretty well-known documentary filmmaker based in both London and in South Africa. This clip is about that township, Matthew, you just mentioned, Manenberg. It's a black township outside Cape Town, similar to the more famous Soweto outside Johannesburg.
It was home, not just for families. It was the home for a whole culture. So the song itself, or the sound of the song, serves like a link between the people who leave or are forced into exile and those within the country. And that hopefully, inshallah, after the revolution, this song will serve as a rallying point.
Matthew, this documentary, A Brother with Perfect Timing, says at the very beginning it's not a biopic, but we get some very nice impressions of him as a band leader, as a choreographer, some of the concert footage from the show, I guess, at a club in Manhattan.
In at Sweet Basil, his working band called Ekeya.
Great music in this movie.
Fantastic music, great close-ups of the musicians. He's also shown conducting an African choral group. Whose singing is really remarkable. And one of the things I think that's most interesting about his compositional style is that South Africa has a very rich choral tradition, and his arrangements of horns, if you listen closely, can closely mimic the choral sound of a choir with a lead and harmony vocals, instead with the saxophones.
We are being introduced here by Matthew Goldwasser to the work of Abdullah Ibrahim. He went earlier in his career by the name Dollar Brand. The documentary is A Brother with Perfect Timing, which came out in 1986. There are some dated documentary stylistic aspects of the film, but what a fascinating subject, this guy Abdullah Ibrahim.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to look at because it's 4 years before Mandela was freed from prison, and it was eight years before South Africa was freed from the yoke of apartheid. So he comes across, and his music and his life has always come across as somebody who has a kind of anti-colonial message. And who believes music is much more than just entertainment. It's a serious force in the universe. Mm.
He has children now, and they're in the music business. So,
right. Some people may remember his wife, Saya Benjamin, who's a singer, and actually it was her relationship with Duke Ellington that got him discovered initially in Zurich in '62. But he has a son, Tashavi, who's a guitarist in South Africa, and a daughter who goes by the name of Jean Grey, who's an underground hip-hop artist in New York City.
Well, you're going to give us a sample of maybe the way this guy you think is the most important musician ever to come out of South Africa, the way he brings together various styles.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to find a single track that that captures all of his styles and influences. But the one we're going to hear now is dedicated to his son, Tescave, and features an all-African band. This was recorded in 1991 in South Africa, where he returned after almost 30 years of exile. And it shows us the influence of African rhythms and beats with the post-bop, hard bop, free-blowing jazz that he so loved as well.
Matthew Goldwasser is our reviewer. The documentary film is A Brother with Perfect Timing. This is the music of Abdullah Ibrahim. And Matthew, thanks very much for your work on this.
My pleasure.